Blog
Hi,
Talk
everyone.
Radio.
Hello, everyone. Is there any sound out there? Hello? I'll find out in a moment. I'm sticking my... Hello?
Hello?
587?
Yes, 587.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out if I had sound because I've been trying to figure out how to cancel a show for tonight. Donnie had a bad day, and I offered to do the show, but Donnie wanted to cancel it, and I couldn't figure out what to do. This is Dee.
Okay, so would you be doing the show?
Well, I'm here. I might as well do the show.
Okay.
Donnie wanted me to cancel it, but I didn't know. I was trying to figure out how to cancel a thing. And I couldn't figure it out, so I finally decided I better just start it so I could let people know there was no show. And then, here we are.
Oh, okay.
So, what's your question? Let's see if I can help you.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted an angel reading, see what you guys get for my love life, basically.
An angel reading?
In general.
I'll have to find my angel cards. And I actually do have a set because I don't usually do card readings. Only because I'm not proficient at it, but I do have some angel cards. So I will, I have Doreen Virtue's cards the same as Donnie does. And I will shuffle and see what we get.
Okay. Are
your
you
name
an
is?
Intuitive? My name
I'm a medium. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient.
Okay.
Among other things. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Andrea and I'm calling from Calgary in Canada.
Oh, Calgary in Canada. I haven't been out to Calgary, but I've been to Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which part?
My ex and I used to go to St. John, New Brunswick a lot because my ex was originally from there. His parents were American and adopted him. So we honeymooned partly and we went to St. John. We went to, trying to think now, Montreal. And Five Islands, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
We took a day trip to Truro. And we used to go because we lived in a place called Eastport, Maine, which is a half an hour from Canada, the St. Stephen. St. Stephen's, we used to go to Campobello Island and St. Andrews.
Oh, wow. You guys travel around.
Yeah, we went to different places. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Moncton once, to the Magnetic Hill.
Okay.
Been to, what was the name of that place? Oh, the Hemingsford, the Park Safari, African. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just shuffling these. I've been probably over-shuffling them. And you want to see what the angels have to say about your love life. Okay.
Yeah. And whatever you get from that, too.
Okay, so your name is, I forgot what you said your name was.
Andrea.
Andrea, okay. And is there someone in your life right now?
No.
No, I didn't think there was, but just checking. Okay, doing this from an odd position, so hold on a moment. I got myself together here, and everything popping up here on my computer. Let me see. I will draw, see how many cards we do. I forget. It's been a while since I've used these for somebody else. Whatever. Your love life. Okay. I do think that there's somebody coming into your life in the next few months. Let's see. Mm-hmm. One. We'll draw one card for now and see what it says. Spiritual growth. That's the first card that I get, which is an interesting card. Pardon me, since it's my first time doing this all on my own. And so spiritual growth. You are going through a time of rapid spiritual growth. Enjoy the process. During this time, you may feel a mixture of many feelings, confusion, excitement, fear, and wonder. You love your renewed connection with the divine, and you wish you could read, study, learn, and meditate on a full-time basis. Simultaneously, though, you may worry about the implications that your spiritual studies will have on the rest of your life. What impact will your new spiritual pursuits have on your job, marriage, or friendships? These worries create a fear that may erode the enjoyment of your spiritual studies bring you. Surrender those fears to God, dearest one. Trust that you are surrounded, loved, and guided each moment. Don't worry about how your future will blend with your spiritual growth. Trust that the same power that brought you to your spiritual path will also take care of everything else for you. After all, this power supports all of your planets in the sky. It will surely support you perfectly, too. So that was the first card that I got for you. It seems like you're in this time of... I think you're looking to find your own spiritual path, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and I think that the person you find is all the person that you'll that will come into your life is somebody who's also spiritual, somebody who's looking to deepen their own spirituality.
Okay.
I think somebody's coming in around. Yeah, right, Mom. I'll get it. My brain has gone off today. It's been a funky day. I would say in the next 2-3 months. So somewhere between, I said 2-3 months. So that would be somewhere between July and September, maybe, depending on how you look at it, because we're in May now. So I think somewhere mid-summer that you're going to find,
okay.
You're going to meet someone. Probably, I want to say where you work, maybe.
Okay.
May not be somebody that you work with right now, but somebody that, I'm not sure exactly where you work, but I want to say a client for some reason. A client or a delivery person. Kind of a wide variance there, but... Just somebody new. And the second card that I'm picking up for you is meditation, which I think is a very good card to get because where you're on your spiritual path, it would be good for you to take time, you know, if you could do it every single day, take some time for yourself and meditate. Meditate on the things that you want, including, oh, good heavens, lost my internet connection. Including, you know, the man of your dreams, so to speak. And
yeah.
I will read the card, meaning I have to... It says, meditation is very important for you right now. Enjoy practicing it often. A quiet mind hears the voice of the angels more clearly. This card is your angel's way of asking you to quiet your mind so that your angelic communications are loud and clear. First thing in the morning, spend at least 5 minutes with your eyes closed and breathe deeply 3 or 4 times. Ask your angels a question, then listen as intently as you would to a dear friend. Don't strain to listen. If you chase the answer, it will evade you. Instead, continue to breathe in and out deeply and allow yourself to relax. Tell yourself that receiving angelic communication is natural for you and that it is actually an everyday experience. The more you relax your mind, the easier it is for you to hear the answer. I think that's very good advice.
Okay.
Take some time to meditate. See, which, you know, because you have, I think you already know the type of man you're looking for. I don't think that you are one of those people that needs to write out a list because I think you probably already have it. You have a mental one.
Yes.
Yeah, you know exactly the kind of man you're looking for, and you're not somebody that's going to settle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what you want, and you're going to go for it. And, of course, I'm thinking about, because they're two different psyches. Like, Donnie is one of those that, you know, if somebody says that guys don't like to be pursued, he'll say, oh, yes, they do, because he's one that does. And there are some guys that do. And then there's another guy that I know who's another good psychic who will say, guys, generally, he would say guys don't like to be pursued. He will admit that, you know, there are those occasions. But mostly I think guys, yeah. I think it depends on the individual. I think you're going to find a guy that's going to want to pursue you.
Absolutely.
Now he's going to want to wine you and dine you and bring you the flowers and make you smile.
Yes.
That's exactly what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
would you go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just got to draw another card if you want it, but go ahead.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would love another card.
Okay.
With you being a clairvoyant, are you able to see what the person might look like or anything like that?
I could do the old, you know, the old fortune teller, tall, dark, and handsome, but, you know, I'm not picking up any image of him as such, but my assessment would be that he's, I wouldn't say he was tall, but as in, you know, he might be, at best he's 6 feet, but I'd say somewhere in my, what I get is he's probably around 5'10", 5'11". His hair might be a sandy blonde.
Okay.
With, and now we've got three, what's coming to me is three different eye colors. So I'm not sure, but I'd say he might possibly be, the strongest one that comes through right now is hazel-eyed. But bordering on the green and the hazel.
Okay.
But I'd say he had very expressive eyes.
Okay.
Very, and he's, I think sometimes he's a bit intense, but all in all he's somebody that while he may be very intense and I think he's a very focused person, I also think that he's got a great sense of humor. He's somebody that knows how to relax and have a good time. He doesn't, and I don't think that he's someone that doesn't take himself too seriously.
Okay.
You know, he can trip over the invisible hair in the room and find it funny. instead of thinking,
Do you see him as a Caucasian person or Hispanic or?
What was the first word you said? Before Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Oh, Caucasian. Oh, that's an interesting choice. The first, you said Caucasian or Hispanic, and I've been going in different directions, but, this one doesn't make any sense. if he's got sandy blonde hair, I don't see how he's going to be Native American, so that kind of got a little screwed in my brain there. That's very possible that he could have some Native blood, but I would say I'm really not sure yet. I'm getting all this different stuff coming at me. It doesn't quite focus yet. But like I said, I'll say he's not heavy set. I'd say he's about average build. You know, he's not Mr. Muscle Man or anything, but he's got a great smile. Possibly, I don't know, something says he has a dimple. He just might have a dimple, either in his left cheek, or there's always the guys with the dimple in their chin.
Okay.
I think he's just got this great personality. And I wish I could be, I'm having trouble picking up whether he's Caucasian or not. I think he might be, he could be mixed. He could have a mixed ethnicity.
Okay. And so, but you're getting that I would meet this person probably from work or something like that.
You might possibly meet him at work on the way, I could meet him on your way to work. Like I said, he could be, I don't necessarily think he's somebody that you work with, but somebody that, I want to say client for some reason. Do you work in some place like a law office or a corporate office?
I work for a gas company. I do payroll. So I deal a lot with employees, but not really clients. I mean, that doesn't take the possibility of a courier or I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking somebody, yeah, a courier, somebody that, like, he could be the very cute UPS man. That's always a possibility. Or even your mail carrier. But I somehow suspect you don't have a very cute mail carrier. I don't know why, that's just my suspicions that he's not. And the third card that I got is the support card. And the support card says, support, okay, well, one page over. Whoops, I did go too far over. No, I didn't. I can read. It's a wonder. Somebody's going to get me one of these days. Here we go. God, the angels, and the ascended masters who love, protect, and guide you are watching over you right now. You are not alone, and you are safe. This card reassures you that you are part of an awesome and powerful team of benevolent beings. They surround, guide, and love you constantly. If you are in danger, they will intervene with warnings or life-saving measures. If you are afraid, they will comfort you with the energy of divine love. If you are confused, they will whisper guidance in your ear. By drawing this card, your angels and guides ask you to talk to them more frequently, have mental conversations with them about everything, and you will soon see evidence of their existence. Soon the angels will enlist you to help other people. If you ever feel doubtful about your ability to help others, ask the angels to help you release these fears. And you do have a lot of good support around you. And I think you have a lot of good supportive friends who really are really always there for you.
Okay.
Unless I'm
so
I'm
overall,
way off base.
Oh.
What?
Overall, what do you get? Like overall, the whole theme, what do you see? What's the whole theme that you see?
The whole theme? I see that, like I said, somewhere midsummer, I'd say very possibly mid-July, could be somewhere in the 1st of August, I see you meeting this guy, and I think that somebody that just got, I think there will be an immediate instant attraction there, something that sparks an interest. I won't say that he's going to ask you out the first time he sees you, but
mm-hmm.
he'll definitely notice you. And I would
okay.
say, there'll be something there, and then the next time, the next time he sees you, there'll be more of a conversation, and he might, I think he might suggest, going out for a drink, or would you like to go out for dinner sometime, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The possibility of, phone numbers exchanged. He might even give you his phone number the first time around. I'm not sure about that, but I think that, I do think that it'll probably be at work. It could be on your way to work. It could be after work, but it's somewhere. It's one of those type of things where he comes along and you notice him, he notices you, and then the next time you meet.
So you just see it like I'm going, on a way somewhere, not like can I get together or something?
Oh, I think you'll get together like after when you first meet him, there'll be, the pleasant conversation, you'll notice each other. But I don't see you getting together, I see you getting together after the first meeting, but what I mean is you'll meet each other again before he asks you out, either for a drink, or would you like to go to dinner sometime, or hey, would you like to take in a movie, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I understand that. What I meant was, let's say that he would be, at a friend's birthday party or something like that. You don't see that?
No, I don't see him at a friend's birthday party. They said you might bump into him on your way to work. You're just going to, could be on your way to work. It could be after work. You might bump into him when you stop off if you Because now I don't see you as somebody that does the bar scene, so I don't, you know, just...
Myself?
Just, yeah.
No, that's
no,
not
No, I didn't think, no, I didn't, my impression was you don't do the bar scene, but I think somebody that comes along, like maybe you're, on you know, bump into him coming out of the post office or something.
Okay.
I don't know if you You know, just one of those random meetings, or because, like I say, it could be the UPS driver, or maybe he's somebody, if he's somebody at work, I would say he'd be somebody new that came in because they were, you know, since you said you work for a gas company,
yes.
So he might be somebody, you know, one of the truck drivers.
Okay, somebody new, yeah, we'll see,
yeah.
We'll keep an open mind.
Yeah, keep an open mind because, you know, I'm sort of... I didn't plan on doing this tonight, so bear with me.
Yes. My only concern is, like, I do want financial stability, right? So
yeah.
Not that I'm materialistic at all.
I'm
saying that. But at the same time...
No, I think I know what you mean.
Somebody.
You want to make sure...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. You got
no.
My point. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you want somebody that you know is financially stable.
Absolutely, yeah, that has a good job, and, you know,
right.
If something happens to me or something, you know, that
right.
He's going to be able to be there for the both of us kind of deal.
Right.
I
hear you loud and clear. No,
yeah.
This guy has got a good, he's got a good work ethic. There we go. You know, he's one of those solid, stable, dependable guys, but not boring. No, he's not one of those boring people that you go, oh, ho-hum, when is he going to go home? You know?
Yeah.
I'm turning out the lights now. I'm going to bed. You can do what you want. No, I think he's, like I said, he's somebody that can be intense, but he can also lighten up and have a great laugh, trips over the invisible hair in the middle of the room and finds it amusing. He isn't somebody that, oh, my God, I've done this. Now I'm so embarrassed. You know, he's just... He knows how to go with the flow, have a good time, enjoy life, and he knows how to treat a woman right.
Great.
Yeah, he's not somebody that's gonna, you know, jerk you around. He's not a player. So I think you've
great.
Got enough sense that you pick up on people very quickly and easily, so you know
I do.
Somebody's yeah. So you don't have to worry about that because you know right from the beginning that this guy was don't touch.
Yes.
Because he has a good aura about him. And he's got that great smile and those sparkling eyes that just take you, you know, he just draws you in.
Perfect.
He just has a way about him and there you are and you're going, "Hello."
Mhm. Is he
yeah,
older
yeah,
than
like,
me? I hope.
Not by much. Maybe, he could be 5 years older.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, he's not. He's definitely okay. Thank you, Wayman. I have a cat that wants to join the the festivities here. Thank you, Wayman. My youngest one. He can be a real pain in the butt. At least he's quiet. yeah, he's, I'd say at best he's 5 years older than you. And he's one of those people, he's not wishy-washy. He's the kind of guy that he knows what he wants. Yeah, well, there are those guys that they don't have a clue. They don't know what they want, and they just flounder around. And, you know, it's like, oh, God. You know, would you make up your mind? Because I think you want somebody that knows exactly what they want.
Yeah.
You don't want a wimpy guy that couldn't make up his own mind if he had to.
Yeah.
And I know you
exactly.
Definitely don't want... Go ahead.
No, that's exactly it.
Yeah. And certainly Mama's boy would never do.
Nope.
I can't imagine any woman wanting a Mama's boy. You just want you want a soulmate. Or the twin flame. I mean, everybody bandies the word soulmate around, but you want somebody that you have that deep connection with, and I think this is the kind of guy that he's on his own spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it more interesting, because then the two of you get to explore, you know, explore things together to find out what fits for you.
Yes.
Because you want somebody to be your life partner.
That's
You're
right.
not looking for, and this is a person that the two of you can have, and you know, be very interesting just getting to know each other, your likes, your dislikes, and finding a spiritual path that works for the both of you.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I think it's interesting.
Let's hope, let's hope this guy comes to life.
I hope so too, because if I'm wrong, I'm gonna kick myself, because I do see somebody coming along, and I think he's gonna be just fabulous. You know, he's gonna have flaws, just like everybody does, because nobody's perfect.
Of course. Exactly.
But he's gonna be the kind that the flowers and the, you know, every once in a while, you know, something just to make you feel special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a little surprise every once in a while. And he knows how to treat you like a lady. He doesn't expect you to be, you know, the priss of life. You know, he doesn't want a prissy woman or anything, but he expects you to be, you know, to be, I don't know what the word is other than human, because we all, you know, we all have flaws, but he's looking for the same. His goal is to find the life partner too. So you'll be on the same page. He's not somebody, you're thinking, oh, why doesn't he make up his mind? Why doesn't he know what he wants? Why isn't he asking me to marry him? You know, it's not like he's going to ask you to marry him 2 seconds after you meet or anything, but, that would be a little too quick, but he will. But, you know, that time will come, you know, after the, as they say, the old-fashioned word, the courtship, you know.
Yeah.
He'll come along and you're going to feel, whoa, you're just going to feel that lightness, that kind of, I don't know about you, but this is how I describe things myself sometimes with certain people, like the guy that I'm really interested in. You smile inside and out.
Yeah.
They just make you feel really great, because he's supportive when you need him to be. He's the kind of guy that knows enough to, if you say you need your space, he'll back off. He's the kind of guy that you don't have to worry that he's going to go out and cheat on you, or that, you know, he's not going to introduce you to his friends or anything, because he's going to say, hey, this is my girlfriend, my fiance, whatever, you know, or this is so-and-so. This is the woman in my life, and he's going to be proud to be seen with you. And that's the right kind of guy to have, the one that's proud, that says, I want you to meet my friends. I want you to meet my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
excellent.
Yeah. Communication. I think that's one thing that you need, the two of you will need to keep open, is your lines of communication, so you don't miss something. You don't take each other for granted or think, well, you know, I think I know what he's thinking when maybe he's not.
Yeah.
And vice versa. But I see you two having your normal ups and downs like any couple would, but I see a bright
mm-hmm.
future for you, something really, really good, and you can do the four weddings, I think it's called, see if you win the honeymoon.
What is that? What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a TV show that they have on the Bravo channel, but the TLC channel, four brides and their grooms, they compete, and they're, whichever bride is getting married, the other three go to the wedding and rate the whole thing, from the dress to the food
to the venue,
everything.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen that before. So, you know, you're gonna have a really full life. I think you're gonna be very happy.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is great when you find the right one. It's great. You can, and I do think he's, like I said, I'm wish I could be more clear on certain things because I thought he had sandy blonde hair, so he couldn't really be, you know, if he's Native American, that would only be part of it because he could be mixed ethnicity. I'm not sure about that.
I am Colombian. Like, my background is Colombian, so, you know.
I thought you were Hispanic.
My head. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, so that was the impression. I thought you were Hispanic, but I didn't differentiate because, you know, Mexican, Puerto Rican, you name it. And I thought,
yeah.
It was your voice, but that's, you know, for him, like I said, I think it's probably a bit of a mixed ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say he was, you know, I get the impression he's not 100% Caucasian. He's not 100% Hispanic or Native American. The sort of I would say he had mixed blood, mixed ethnicity. I can say the word ethnicity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that, you know, he's just somebody that he's got a heart of gold.
Great.
Sounds
really good to meet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd pass him up.
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and keep in touch, and let me know if I screwed up or I got it right.
Great,
I'm hoping
I
got it right
that.
For you. You take care.
I will do that. Yes, thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Night.
Bye.
Bye. Hello? Oh, my switchboard's acting up. 917? Can you hear me? Yeah? Bother. Hold on. I'm having problems with the switchboard. I hope somebody out there can hear me because I'm having a problem with the switchboard. I'm going to hold on. No. It's not working. Oh dear. This is not good. I hope you can hear me out there because I'm having a problem. So please bear with me if you can. Well, we seem to be on air. Let me see if I can pull up the switchboard again. Pardon me. We're getting there, folks. Sorry about that. Arg. My computer is so bad, and I'm not getting the switchboard again. Hold on, folks, and we'll see what we can do here. Trying it again to see if I can get the switchboard to come up. And I'm having a problem. I'm so sorry. This is not working. Trying it again. If I can't get through, please understand that there's a glitch with my computer. And I'm doing my best, and we may have to just scrap it for tonight. My computer really acts up. Ah! This is just a bad night. I'm so sorry. We'll give it one more shot here and see what happens. If I can't make it, please forgive me because this is just not doing right. Ah. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to end the show now because I can't get the switchboard to come up. Try if you call back on Thursday night, Donnie will be back and we can do a proper show. And I'm so sorry for all the problems. Take care, everybody, and have a great evening. Bless you.